Thank you for choosing Archer Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, sir. My name is Jose Gascup.
Hello, Jose.
Hey, I received a call probably 5 minutes ago, for reschedule because you guys tried drop the line and something happened. I don't know. Do you need the the 4-digit number for the order number or something?
Give me 1 second, Jose. Spell your last name for me real quick.
It's Gascot.
Thank you very much for that, Jose. Yes, we were trying to reach out to you to reschedule. Give me 1 second. Let me look at our notes that we have available. Give me one moment. I'm looking through this real quick, so give me a sec. Sorry, there's a lot of notes.
Don't worry. Take your time.
So, yes, according to our technicians who were trying to complete your drop, apparently it's a bigger job than they had anticipated to. And it looks like we need to be able to speak to the landlord or property manager for your location. Would it be possible for me to get that information from you so we could get you rescheduled appropriately as soon as we're able to reach out to your property manager?
What do you need?
Name and phone number. That's all we need.
For the landlord?
For your landlord, yes.
I already gave the guy the phone number and the name. Let me get. His name is John. Yeah, I already did the appointment and everything, and he asked me for that. Let me see, because his last name is weird. Hold on. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Hold on. Last name. Where is his last name? Just looking for his last name because it's kind of a curious.
No worries. If you just have his first name, that's perfectly fine. We just need a name to be able to address him properly, and as well as a phone number.
Yeah. His name is Joe. And his phone number is, I'll give you 845.
Okay.
324.
Okay.
1705.
Thank you very much for that, Jose.
Because I have his phone number Joe the Lander. I don't have his last name.
Okay.
So you got it.
We got it. That's all we need. I'm asking right now to the right departments to see what all information we need. Hopefully they get back to me here very, very shortly.
What the issue is, something in the line or something, but you think I'd be able to have the internet? I don't care if you guys have to do that next week or whatever. I just want to be sure if I can have the internet, because right now the internet I have right now, it's kind of I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah, no, I completely understand that. A lot of people have had a lot of issues like Spectrum, a couple of the other cable companies out there, and they're just happy that there's another option available to them. Real quick, before I continue on, can you just verify your service address for me real quick?
The address?
Yes.
Yeah, it's 429 Route 212, Southern New York, 12477.
Thank you very much for that, Jose. And what is your email address?
It's my last name, Gascot. Jose is jose@yahoo.com.
All righty. Thank you very much for that, Jose. Thank you for verifying your account. Let's see what we have available. Would you be okay if we reschedule you out for a week just so we have a chance to get in touch with your landlord? And if need be, we can always give you a call back to schedule you sooner in the week, but just push you out for the week for a week right now, just to see where we are with your landlord and get everything done. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Alrighty, so let me see what we have. I'm going to reschedule you out for the 16th, just to make sure we're getting everything taken care of. So we have on the 16th, which is next Friday, we have an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m.
No, whoa. Next Friday, I can't. The only day I can do it is Saturday.
Saturdays? All right.
I got to work Monday to Friday. That's why. Because it's crazy because the guys already asked me for the information off of my landlord, so I don't know why that's the problem. You know what I mean?
I understand. I don't think that information got passed on correctly, so that's why I was collecting the information. All right, so next Saturday we have an 8 a.m. or a 10 a.m. available. What time would you like?
Early, 8 a.m.
8 a.m. is fine. All right, let me get this in here and just get you rescheduled out real quick. Give me 1 second. I got to change up who is going to be seeing you just because our other technician wasn't available at that time. So 8 a.m. on the 17th. There we go. Let me get that saved up. We are good to go. I have your information to pass on to the right department, and they should be giving him a call sometime today.
Okay, that's cool.
All right, and let me add a note real quick to this, just so things. All righty. Fantastic. I have gotten that saved up. We have notes added onto your account just to make sure that everybody is understanding of what's going on.
Okay.
And everything should be good to go. Jose, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it, man. Thank you for your help.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for being an Arch Top Fiber customer, and thank you for calling us here. We look forward to it. We're going to try our best to get...
I was scared because I was thinking like, wow, I'll probably not have a line or whatever come to this house. You know what I mean? I said, whoa.
I understand. So, yeah, we just need to get in contact with your property manager or landlord just to make sure that we have permission to be on the property. That is essentially the reason why we need that information. So that should be okay. We have that information now, and we'll be getting in touch with him as soon as possible.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day, Jose.
You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.